Now it's time for the
1, 2, 2
up on the upswing.
Hello, Ollie. Indeed, saw this in the National Milwaukee Business Journal. Some of the big lot stores in Wisconsin that are closing are getting a new life as a rival discount retailer takes over. As part of the company's Chapter 11 bankruptcy process, it's auctioned off nearly 300 of its closed stores around the country. The first 21 of those stores were auctioned off last week for nearly $2 million, with discount rival Ollie's Bargain Outlet picking up seven locations for $560,000. These include four stores in Wisconsin, Sheboygan, Fond du Lac, Mount Pleasant, and West Bend. Ollie's currently operates only one store in Kenosha. Big lot sales fell 13% to $4.7 billion last year. Ollie's, on the other hand, rose 15% to $2.1 billion. These big lot warehouse stores, they don't do online sales, so it's all kind of go in and get the cheapest price. So it'll be interesting to see how Ollie's takes over for some of the big lots around the state. And this, Mark Cass, I saw yesterday on Elon Musk's X account. He tweeted this, and I quote, "Almost all vehicles will be purely electric long term. Combustion cars will be a niche like horses."
Long term. So what does that mean, Jeff? Is that next year? Is that 20 years?
50 years from now?
100 years after you and I are long gone?
I don't know.
I remember this. I was saying to you before, like three or 5 years ago, people were saying it's going to happen. We're all going to have e-cars in the next 3 to 5 years. There are some.
Yes.
But there's nowhere what you thought it was going to be. And we're not doing the, I remember growing up, what we're going to be by this time. We're going to be flying everywhere. Kind of like the Jetsons. We're going to be like the kind of flying everywhere. That would be cool, but not yet.
Well, the good thing is Quick Trip is rolling out a new electric vehicle charging program at select stores across the Midwest. The Quick Charge program is going to provide direct current fast chargers at select locations that no matter if you have a Tesla or another vehicle like mine, they will support both models. Quick Trip is also releasing a standalone app that will allow guests to view charger availability, pricing, and where chargers are located along their route. In May, Quick Trip received $23.2 million in federal funds through the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to support Wisconsin's first efforts to build a statewide charging network. So, Quick Trip, Elon,
it's another reason to go to Quick Trip, right?
Let's go. I love
Quick Trip to get your food, to get your gas, and apparently charge your car. I love it.
Exactly what the CEO of Quick Trip said. At Quick Trip, our goal is to take care of all of our guests. We're pleased to offer the Quick Charge program so our guests...
Donuts and electricity.
Exactly. And they want them to have the ability to take care of all the quality offerings inside the stores. Charge your car and grab. I like the egg rolls at Quick Trip.
There you go.
So I'm all in on that.
A Slurpee?
All right.
Come on.